All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. I want to get things started in the Big 12 Conference, as you are going to have the 11th ranked team in the land, and I'm talking about the Oklahoma State Cowboys traveling to Morgantown to take on the 22nd ranked Mountaineers of West Virginia. Now, second place in the Big 12 is on the line, as we have several teams that have one loss so far this season within the conference. You look at Oklahoma State, and of course, it starts with their offense. You look at quarterback Mason Rudolph, and you look at some of the talented players that he has to get the football to, starting with running back Justice Hill, as well as wide receivers Marcel Aitman and James Washington. Now, the Mountaineers will counter with quarterback Will Grier, and one of his top targets being wide receiver David Sills, the fifth. But I look at Oklahoma State's defense. Outside of the TCU loss, this team has been playing some solid defense, and I think that that is going to be the difference in this contest, as Oklahoma State is able to go on the road and pick up the 41-27 victory. Now, in the Big Ten, and this is a huge showdown in the Big Ten East with college football playoff implications attached to it, you have the second-ranked and undefeated Penn State Nittany Lions traveling to Columbus to take on the sixth-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. These two met in a thriller last season in Happy Valley. It was the only regular season loss that Ohio State suffered, and it prevented them from winning the Big Ten East, as Penn State would go on to win the Big Ten championship. You look at the talent that Penn State has this season and what they were able to do after they defeated Ohio State last year to show you that this was definitely not a fluke and beating the Buckeyes last season. You look at quarterback Trace McSorley, running back Saquon Barkley, who at this point is the front runner to win the Heisman Trophy. You look at wide receiver Deshaun Hamilton, as well as tight end Chris Gesicki. They will keep this Ohio State defense on its toes. Defensively, Penn State has one of the top units in the nation. They already have 24 team sacks on the season to go along with 9 interceptions, and they want to try to zero in and make life tough for Ohio State quarterback JT Barrett, who has been extremely solid this year with 21 touchdown passes to just 1 interception. Now, if the Buckeyes are going to win this game, running back J.K. Dobbins is going to have a big-time impact. Now, this Ohio State team already lost at home already this season to Oklahoma, and I think the first team, the 20 in this contest, will win. I think it's going to be Penn State, and I'm going to take the Nittany Lions on the road by the score of 23-17. Now, back in the Big 12, you're going to have the 4th-ranked TCU Horned Frogs traveling to Ames to take on the 25th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones. And this is a huge road test for TCU, because this is not the same Iowa State team that we have grown to see over the past few years. You look at this TCU offense led by quarterback Kenny Hill and running back Darius Anderson. They definitely want to go out there, score, and win that time of possession battle. But for Iowa State head football coach Matt Campbell, he is doing a solid job in regards to changing the culture around this program. And you look at a selfless guy in linebacker Joel Lanning that will do whatever it takes for this team to win. And he already has 78 tackles this season. It won't be easy for TCU, but they do find a way to get the victory. Thus, I'm going to take the Horned Frogs on the road by the score of 30-24. Now, you're going to have the 14th-ranked NC State Wolfpack, traveling to South Bend to take on the 9th-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And there are some college football implications on the line in this one. You talked about Matt Campbell and the job that he has done at Iowa State. Well, let's look at Dave Doran and what he has done at NC State, as the Wolfpack only have one loss so far this season. Ryan Finley, their starting quarterback, has been extremely efficient. And on top of that, he has done a tremendous job in protecting the football. You look at running back Nyheim Hines, who will put some stress on this Notre Dame defense. And if the Irish want to focus in on the Wolfpack running attack, they have to worry about wide receiver Kelvin Harmon, who can burn them. Now, Bradley Chubb was a problem for this Notre Dame defense, pardon me, this Notre Dame offense last year when these two teams played and NC State won. And Bradley Chubb has continued to be a problem this season as he already has 6.5 sacks. But for Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly, this team had a losing record last year. There were some people that wanted to see him go, and he has gotten back to basics. The Irish are playing better defense. Nobody has scored more than 20 points on them this season, and they have been taking care of the football on offense with quarterback Brandon Wimbush and running back Josh Adams. Just like it is with the Penn State-Ohio State affair, I think the first team to get to 20 wins this contest, and I think that is going to be Notre Dame, and I'm going to take the Irish at home by the score of 23-19. Now, in the Pac-12 conference, you are going to have the 15th ranked Washington State Cougars traveling to the desert to take on the Arizona Wildcats. And for Wazoo, quarterback Luke Falk is having another solid season, but it just isn't about the Cougar offense as they're playing some D up there in Pullman as well. You look as a team, they have 26 team sacks with 6.5 of those coming from defensive lineman Hercules Mataafa. Now, for Arizona head coach Rich Rodriguez, a lot of people, myself included, wrote this team off this year, but the Wildcats have gotten back to the basics, and it starts with the running attack with Khalil Tate as he is averaging nearly 14 yards per carry. Arizona has forced 10 interceptions so far this season, and you have to wonder, will they be able to rattle Luke Falk in the pocket? I think Washington State's offense will be the difference. Thus, I'm going to take the Cougars on the road by the score of 48-40. And finally, in the Pac-12, you have the 21st ranked USC Trojans taking on the Arizona State Sun Devils. And for USC, they're looking to rebound after they were embarrassed last Saturday night at the hands of Notre Dame. And of course, it hasn't been the stellar season that a lot of people expected for Sam Darnold at quarterback for SC, as he has been turnover prone. But he has a focus. Get the ball to running back Ronald Jones and do a lot of play action passing to Deontay Burnett to really, you know, get somewhat of a feel in the second half of the season, because the men of Troy, in spite of the fact that they have two losses, they are not going to go to the college football playoff. They still have a very good shot to win the Pac-12 conference. Linebacker Cameron Smith has been solid as he has 72 tackles on the season. And as a team, the SC defense has 23 sacks with 10 interceptions. But for Arizona State head coach Todd Graham, he has done a good job in getting this team back on track after a couple of lean years in Tempe. And right now, it's really starting with the Arizona State defense led by Christian Sam, who has 68 tackles. And as a team, the Sun Devils have 22 team sacks. It won't be easy, but USC will find a way to get the win. And thus, I'm going to take the men of Troy on the road by the score of 31-24. So, folks, those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed any of the fun and excitement here in 2017, the Cyclones will be right back in action starting in June 2018 at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week 8 in the National Football League season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.